In this particular podcast, we are going to look at the poem called Spring, which was written by Gerard Manley Hopkins. Before you listen to this podcast, read through the poem Spring in your Poetry Speaks textbook and think about what impression of the season of spring that you get from reading the poem. The first heading is subject matter. As the title suggests, this poem is about the season of spring. The poet is completely convinced that nothing is so beautiful as spring, and goes on to give examples of plants and animals that flourish during the season. The earth becomes a place of lush growth. In stanza 2, however, the poet regrets that sin has apparently soured the joy and innocence of mankind, so he prays that God can restore these qualities in young people who are in the springtime of their lives. The next heading is theme. For Hopkins, who was of course a Jesuit priest, the abundance, vitality and beauty of nature in springtime is a reminder of the beauty of the Garden of Eden before it was tainted through sin. Hopkins believes that sin has robbed the earth of innocence and joy, so he asks God to preserve the joy and innocence in the hearts and minds of young people. If God can somehow preserve their innocence, it will be a prize that is worthy the winning. The next heading is quote 3. Select any 3 images of spring which you found interesting or vivid or appealing. Write each quote into your revision worksheet and then add a concise note on why you have selected each one. Imagery. The poet opens the poem with a number of images that portray the abundance and exuberance of spring. Everywhere seems to be teeming with life. Plants, for example, grow long and lovely and lush. Hopkins uses similes, for example, in comparing the thrush's eggs to little low heavens, as they are blue and speckled as if with stars. Revitalized by birdsong, Hopkins tells us that their beautiful bird song strikes the ear like little lightnings. The next heading is language. Hopkins paints a very descriptive picture of spring in the poem. Note his careful use of adjectives throughout the poem: echoing timber, glassy pear tree, descending blue. He also includes very precise verbs to suggest the abundant growth of nature in stanza 1 and the threat to joy and innocence in stanza 2. Think of words such as shoot, blooms, cloy, cloud and sour. There is also language with a religious context: Eden garden, May Day, O maid's child. And the reference to sinning show the poet's regret that innocence was undermined by the sinfulness and his faith that God can preserve youthful innocence. The next heading is form. The poem is a sonnet, which is composed of 14 lines. The first 8 lines is called an octave, while the final 6 lines is a sestet. Note that the first stanza focuses on the wonder and beauty of spring, but the question in line 9 develops a new idea in the poem, namely that the joy and innocence of spring is a reminder of the Garden of Eden before sin corrupted it. You may have noted that there is a regular pattern of rhyme. In the first 4 lines, which we can also call a quatrain, the rhyme scheme is A-B-B-A. Can you see if this pattern is repeated in the second quatrain, that is, from lines 5 to 8? Could the harmony in the rhymes echo the harmony in nature during spring? You can read more about the rhyme scheme in the Zoom In quick reference card in your Poetry Speaks textbook. Note also how frequently Hopkins uses run-on lines in the poem, particularly in stanza 1. Thrush through, in lines 3 and 4, brush the descending blue in lines 6 and 7, in a rush with richness in lines 7 and 8, emphasise the vitality and fertility of nature in the season of spring. By contrast, can you see how Hopkins uses punctuation to slow down this movement in stanza 2, where he talks about sinning and the loss of innocence? Look at the end of each line in stanza 2 and check what punctuation is inserted by the poet for this purpose. The next heading is sound. Apart from the use of end rhyme throughout the poem, Hopkins also includes several examples of assonance and alliteration. Weeds in Wheels includes both assonance and alliteration. The repeated W sound is alliteration, while the repeated E sound is an example of assonance. In the phrase long and lovely and lush, can you say if this is an example of alliteration or assonance? The sounds suggest harmony in spring, the beauty of new life and innocence. There are several other examples that you can look for and you can read about in the Technique Keynotes Revision Card in your Poetry Speaks textbook. The refreshing sounds of nature then are captured by the echo of sound achieved by assonance and alliteration in the poem. The next heading is tone and mood. The tone is one of sheer joy in the opening stanza. The poet's senses are completely revitalised by the sights and sounds of nature in spring. As the poet says, the season is filled with richness. The tone becomes more sombre in stanza 2. It almost clouds over as the poet regrets how sin has tainted the Garden of Eden and displaced its purity and joy. However, the closing of the poem is more hopeful. Perhaps God can help to preserve the innocence of youth who are still in the springtime of their young lives and are a prize worthy the winning. The mood is celebratory in the opening stanza. Most of us can identify with the beauty and abundance of nature in spring. We can feel a sense of hope, of a new beginning in spring, after a long, dark winter. It really is a season of rebirth and of renewal. The final heading is personal response. Did the pictures of spring in the poem seem very similar to or very different from your own image of springtime? Is the spring season, as described in the poem, an appealing time of the year? The poet praises the beauty of weeds in the poem, which would include wildflowers. Why do you think more and more communities today are preserving wildflowers in their towns and villages, rather than mowing them or treating them with weed killer? Did you get an impression that the poet is a religious person? The poet sees nature as a reflection of God's beauty. What do you think of this idea?